It's Tuesday, the 19th of April, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has set aside 269 million Namibia dollars for the upcoming November elections. The allocation focuses on the general registration of voters and the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections, with 3.5 million Namibia dollars reserved for potential by-elections. The funds are also aimed at ensuring the participation of voters in the electoral process. The city of Windhoek has extended the registration for debt relief to 31 May 2024. The relief will, however, be strictly conducted at the Katutura Customer Care Office on weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. City spokesperson Silika Polo has more.
The city of Windhoek is pleased to announce that the deadline for pensioners' debt relief registration has been extended. We would also like the residents to take note that registration will be conducted exclusively at the Katutura Customer Care Office on Independence Avenue. So kindly take note that as of the 15th of April 2024, no more registrations will be conducted at the City of Windhoek Head Office.
Extreme weather conditions are expected to continue across South Africa's south and eastern coasts until Wednesday. Western Cape Education MEC David Maney says that schools in the Cape Winelands and Overberg Education districts will remain closed.
The second day of closure will only be applicable to these two districts. Schools in the Helderberg area of the Metro East Education District will open. There may be schools outside of these districts that request closure due to severe infrastructure damage or inaccessibility. This will be considered by the department on a case-by-case basis.
Meanwhile, leading short-term insurer Santam has reported an increase in claims, receiving 160 within 48 hours due to severe weather in the Western Cape. Santam Head of Non-Motor Claims Roland Ramalingam says they have deployed assessors to affected areas to quantify the extent of the damage and advised the public to take the necessary precautions as extreme weather events intensify. And Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is making an official visit to the United States, where he will hold a summit with President Joe Biden that's expected to achieve a major upgrading of their defense alliance.
The U.S. says this is all about strengthening ties with Japan and showcasing Japan's global leadership role. The U.S. and Japan are also expected to announce the biggest upgrade in their military alliance since 1960. The U.S. is expected to restructure its military command in Japan. There is growing concern about China, Russia, and North Korea, which is why defense and security is being featured so highly in this summit. For Japan, peace in Taiwan is also an issue that it says that is essential to national security. China claims Taiwan as its own territory and doesn't rule out taking it by force if necessary.
Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.